You've heard me before. Nothing in Australian government is as bad as what exists in Queensland, and they're all in it. All in it, except, of course, Dr. Alex Douglas, the Independent. You might recall, for example, I mentioned a couple of months ago, something that I'd covered on this program, and it was amplified on the 7:30 report on the ABC. The issue was a bloke who was a big donor to the Newman government and owned a quarry in the Brisbane River near Somerset Dam. Farmers took him to court. The environment authorities agreed with the farmers. The court agreed with the farmers that the quarry was a risk to water quality, public health, all that stuff. You've heard the lot. It didn't worry Sini and the Newman government. They pushed legislation through that made the quarrying legal and had it backdated 4 years. You can do anything in Queensland. There's no upper house. The quarry owner apparently had donated $75,000 to the Liberal National Party at the last election. The legislation shoved through early this year, and this is the same as Wagner's Airport. It's the same as coal seam gas licences. The poor old faceless farmers broken by government. Now it's happening at Wandoan. The ABC provided all the evidence. It's a metaphor for everything I've been saying. The whole thing stinks. Where, apart from the ABC and me, are the media? You had this bloke Carmody, the bloke that was promoted to Chief Justice from the Magistrates' Court. Every legal figure opposing the appointment. The Bar Association asked Carmody to consider his position and step down. But what we're seeing here everywhere, Toowoomba, Brisbane, the Western Darling Downs, Wandoan, remember that bloke Brown at the local government conference earlier this year, Ray Brown, another one of the Clampets? They're all in bed with coal seam gas, money-lusting, power-drunk bullies. And now, if your mates don't get their way, legislate. Today, it's a quarry in the Brisbane River. Yesterday, it was Wagner's Airport. Tomorrow, it'll be Wandoan. The day before, it was coal seam gas approvals for Santos and Queensland Gas without any environmental assessment. And Palmer is talking about a Senate inquiry into all of this. If it's the only hope for Queenslanders, it has to happen. And you see, just to prove the metaphors of this corruption, this week it was reported the Queensland marina owner, Paul Daruzet, gave the largest individual donation, $150,000, to the Queensland government in August last year. A week later, he was given approval to dredge 200,000 cubic metres of seabed 1 kilometre from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. What's more, as Four Corners reported this week, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority chairman, a Richard Reichelt, appointed a bureaucrat with no background in marine science to approve the dumping of the sludge. The dumping had been refused by the authority's in-house scientists, so the chairman appointed a non-scientist in charge of the scientists in order to overrule their decision. Prior to Reichelt's arrival as chairman of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, the authority's scientists had told the federal government department that dredging risked irreparable damage to the reef. So what's the federal government doing? This is a national scandal? Not much. Newman and co. should be nailed. But pay $150,000 to the Newman government. You can get what you want and do what you want.